It's Wednesday, December 18th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Department of Justice investigates an officer-involved shooting in Webster Monday evening. No charges for a driver involved in a September fatal UTV crash in Ladysmith. New winter driving condition categories on the 511WI.gov app. And Republican electors cast the state's 10 votes for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. An officer shot a man armed with a knife while responding to a domestic disturbance call in Webster Monday evening. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating the officer-involved shooting. They said St. Croix Tribal police officers were called to a residence in the 24,000 block of Eagle Feather Drive in Webster just before 6 p.m. Monday and encountered the man with a knife. After he was shot, he was airlifted to a hospital in Minnesota. No one else was injured. The Department of Justice said the officers were wearing body cameras and the involved officers were cooperating and are on administrative leave per policy. Once completed, the investigation will be turned over to the Burnett County District Attorney. No charges will be filed for a driver involved in a fatal UTV crash in September. Russ County District Attorney John Corain said Grant D. Ridlund and Daniel J. Ridlund were injured in a UTV crash on May West Road in Ladysmith on September 27th. Daniel Ridlund later died from his injuries. The driver, Grant Ridlund, allegedly admitted to having one or two beers before the crash, and police investigated the incident as a possible homicide by OWI case. A blood draw determined the driver's blood alcohol level was 0.022%, which is below the legal limit of 0.08. The district attorney said there was not enough evidence to issue charges or citations against Grant Ridlund. Wisconsin's road conditions app, 511WI, has new winter condition categories in an effort to make it simpler for motorists to know before you go. The new winter road categories show if roads are normal, partially covered, completely covered, if travel is not advised, or if there is no report available. The online map also shows incidents, closures, and other information that is helpful for drivers and passengers. The app can be viewed at 511WI.gov. The National Weather Service predicts 3 to 6 inches of snow for northwest Wisconsin starting early Thursday, and gusty winds with blowing snow could impact commutes Thursday evening. Republican electors cast votes for Donald Trump. Bob Hague tells us more.
Republican electors in a congratulatory mood at the Capitol on Tuesday. State Party Chair Brian Schimming crediting people who turned out to support President-elect Donald Trump.
Folks like my longtime friend Governor Thompson, who stepped up and campaigned all over the state for the ticket, and that made a huge difference.
Former Governor Tommy Thompson crediting Trump for listening to his advice on how to win in Wisconsin.
The president did everything I asked, and as a result of that, we won.
Thompson, Schimming, and 8 other Wisconsin Republicans cast the state's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump for president and J.D. Vance for vice president. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Public Instruction is getting federal grant money to help bolster Wisconsin's special education workforce. DPI says the $10.5 million from the U.S. Department of Education will help support recruitment and retention of special education teachers and leaders. The funding will improve professional development systems for educators and help districts implement innovative strategies to address critical special education staffing shortages. State Superintendent Jill Underley says the funding will help districts increase professional growth opportunities and implement innovative retention strategies. According to DPI data, 49.4% of Wisconsin's new special education teachers either leave the state or the profession altogether by their sixth year. A recovery fund is established for those impacted by the Abundant Life Christian School shooting in Madison. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support. The Monday morning shooting killed 3 people, including the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. A teacher and a teenage student were also killed, and 6 other people were injured. You can contribute to the recovery fund by texting HELP 4ALCS, that's HELP, the number 4ALCS, to 40403. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.